Episode 3032, Joy is a Great Alarm Clock.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen this week because God has got some incredible plans for you. However, what side of the bed are you waking up on? Oh yes, how you start your day determines what will go your way. Joy is a great alarm clock. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. And about community, yes, if you haven't checked us out already, head on over to createyournow.mn.co. You can check out the show notes or go to createyournow.com. And that is where our brand new community is beginning. We had a Facebook group a while back, but you know what? With things that are happening, yes, I am limiting that, and we are moving our content. So come join with us. We would love to have you. You get to interact with me, and guess what? It's all free. So I can't wait to see you on that side of our community. Let me ask you this. Why is waking up on the wrong side of the bed so common? Your attitude is a determining factor in how you approach your day. So flip the switch. Joy is a great alarm clock. And you know this common expression all too well, right? You know it describes the feeling of starting your day off on the wrong foot. Maybe you're feeling angry or groggy, and that negative energy carries through to the rest of your day. Huh, what happens then? Well, nothing. But what if you could choose how to rise each morning? What if you could start your day with a sense of joy and positivity? Actually putting a smile on your face. Joy is a great alarm clock. You know, it can help you start your day off on the right foot when you choose joy. With its gentle wake-up sounds and customizable settings, joy can help you wake up feeling refreshed and energized every morning. But it's not about the mechanics of the alarm clock. I'm sure you're going, well, I don't even use an alarm clock. I use my phone. Same thing. What are you waking up to? Are you scrolling, or is it something more refreshing? The alarm clock itself, it represents the power of intention. What are you choosing? How are you choosing to rise for your day? Because if you really want to get done what God has in store for you, you got to choose your attitude wisely. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Choose your attitude wisely. Because your attitude impacts absolutely everything. Capital letters, exclamation points galore. Our daughter had her white coat ceremony this past weekend, and it was an incredible celebration, one that we'll remember. And, you know, it's one of those things, all that hard work, and it's just this moment in time that you just want to capture. And the family was all in town, including our grandson. So on Sunday, we decided to go to the town square for the annual fair. When we returned home after, well, it was probably about 5 hours or so. Okay, no, 3 hours. He couldn't stay out that long. And it was a little hot and it was about to rain. He was ready for a nap. So he went down and about 3 hours later, he woke up. Mom went up to get him and all I could hear was his fussing. You just heard this, you know, and this whine and like, seriously. And you're like, he slept forever. He should be well rested. How could he be so fussy after having such a great nap? So, of course, Grandma went up there to check on all the commotion. Well, Mom spelled out to me how he got up on the wrong side of the bed. No matter what she said, he was C-R-A-B-B-Y. Yes, if you're still trying to figure that out, it's crabby. I like to spell a lot. So after our incognito spelling bee, I asked him how he slept well. And he proudly responded with a smile, yes, slept well. From that point on, it was a changed little boy. He was happy and ready to go do anything and everything with a smile. Now, you and I both know he was challenging his mom, right? We were there one of those years, many years ago. But grandma comes into the picture and life isn't so bad. So he chose to be happy instead of crabby. Joy is a great alarm clock. We have a choice in how we wake up every day. And when you choose to wake up with joy, you're making a conscious decision to start your day off the right way with joy. Just because you feel crabby, right? And that's grabbing your attention the most so you can get the attention. Yeah, sometimes we play those cards, right? It doesn't mean you are crabby. All it means is that it's screaming the loudest so you don't have to work at what you really don't want to feel and acknowledge. Because if we want to feel that joy, if we want to choose to be kind, if we want to be happy, that usually takes what? Work. And if you notice what's happening in this world right now, who wants to work? Well, I'm here to tell you, I know you do. So why are you choosing crabby? Why are you choosing to be bleh, a bump on a log? Like literally, when you rise, you set the tone for the rest of your day. So put yourself in a mindset that is open to positivity and possibility. That in itself can have a huge impact on how you interact with the world and how you impact the world that you touch. Think about it. If you wake up feeling grumpy and negative, go back to my grandson, right? He was like, if I want it my way, I'm going to have to be, well, kind of mean and crabby to my mom. Already at that age, at the age of 2, he's learning that, let's see, if I really want to get under mom's skin, if I act like this, it's going to get a rise out of her. The wrong rise. Have you done that to your husband? Have you done that with your children? I know your children have done it to you. Why is it that we are intentional about being, I wouldn't say bad, but taking the wrong action, feeling the wrong way? That doesn't mean we can't have those feelings. But our attitude is separate from our feelings. Oh, yeah. News alert. Imagine that. So if you wake up feeling grumpy and negative, you're more likely to do what? You're going to snap at your coworkers, at your family members. You're going to rush through your task without really engaging with them. And you're going to make decisions that might not be in your best interest. But if you wake up feeling joy, and you really want to be centered on joy, you're most likely to greet the people around you with what? Kindness and compassion. You're going to approach your work with focus and creativity. You're also going to make choices that align with your values. And again, remember, joy is not dependent on your circumstances, your situations, or your season of life. Joy does not come from what is thrown at you. Joy comes from whose you are. So who do you choose? Oh, notice a question switch. So who do you choose? Choosing to wake up with joy and in joy is more than just choosing a specific alarm clock. It's choosing to take control of your day, to set your intentions, to create a positive ripple effect that can touch everyone around you. So the question remains, how will you choose to rise? What does that look like? Because when you choose joy, you can wake up to a world of possibility, potential, and progress. It's all about moving forward. Take that first step towards living your life on purpose for your greater calling. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. This, my friend, is the journey that you're on. But if you sit here hunkered down with, well, acting like my grandson at first and feeling like I just want to be in my terrible two stage because I can. Even at that age, we get what it's like to just be, well, fussy. Do you really want to live your everyday as a fussy person? Now, don't be quick to answer that. I really want you to think about that. What if you're to wake up every single day fussy? Would you get anything done? Would you even have a job? I mean, if every person that you greeted, whether it was a colleague, whether it was someone that was coming up to you and you had to serve them, I mean, imagine trying to sell a car and somebody came up and said, hey, I would like to go test drive that brand new truck out there. And that brand new truck is $80,000 because it's a specialty truck. It's decked out with the 01783, whatever it is, right? All of those bonus things that you really don't use, but you have to have because you just want them. It's 80 grand. And you go up to the salesperson and you say, I want to test drive this. I've got cash to pay it in full. And that salesperson says, no, I'm not in the mood. Go find someone else today. No, but excuse me, I really want to test drive this vehicle and I have cash to pay for it. I don't care. Whatever. I think you're just pulling my leg. Do you think that's going to get you very far in life? And I know you're thinking, well, I'm probably not going to go buy an $80,000 brand new truck. But you are going to spend that over a lifetime of groceries. You're going to put it into the house that you live in. You see, there's something about our attitudes and we miss the mark every single time because, well, we just let life happen at us instead of choosing to live out our life the way we want to do it, the way God intends for us to do it. It's not just about getting up and saying, I just don't feel like it. Yeah, maybe tomorrow. That's all right. You're not a toddler anymore. Yeah, they're cute and adorable. It's a great stage. It's a stage of curiosity. But that stage of curiosity has got to grow with you, and you have to add in what? Wisdom. You no longer have the excuse that you're, well, in your terrible two stage. Grow up. Stop being so fussy. Do you know everybody in this world has something that they're in the middle of? There's a mess with all of us. But we can choose to stay in that mess or we can find the blessings in the messes. That's called joy. We don't have joy because of our situation. We have joy because of what God has given us. Mindset? Oh, yeah. We got to get out of our own way. You get to choose how you put that foot on the floor every single morning. You can choose to have fire lit beneath you and you can step on the fire. You can have broken glass all there when your foot hits it. You can choose a soft cloud of pillows that when you walk, you just kind of almost like you're hovering. Joy is a great alarm clock. But what alarm clock are you listening to? What are you going to choose to wake up to tomorrow morning? Maybe already today you're like, wow, this is so not for me. Really? This is for all of us. We need these reminders. These hard knocks of life. Because let me tell you, if you want to impact the world that you touch in a positive manner, you got to start with your own reflection. And I know we don't like that. But that's how we grow. And that's how we can live out our best life. Your best selfie. So what will it be today? Choose your attitude wisely. My prayer for you, my friend, may joy become the alarm clock that awakens the refreshment and rejuvenation within you. Take time to control your morning and start living your best life. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, joy-filled day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.